Sports this hour brought to you by Wyoming Real Estate Exchange with Amber Eggers and Wyoming Building Supply on this Tuesday morning, 11th day of August. Yeah, these days wouldn't be so bad if we could see the mountains.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I know. James, Julie, good morning on the show this morning.
Good morning.
It's a smoky, hazy
yesterday,
today, everywhere on the day book, Wyoming history. It was the 11th day of August, and President Grover Cleveland orders the removal of all private fences from public lands in Wyoming in 1885.
Wow.
Mm. Wow.
Visionary way back then.
Little did he know. Maybe he was a forerunner for the electric fence. The new collars they have. Mm-hmm. Jeez, why does that name elude me? We just had a news story on it.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Oh, that technology is unbelievable.
Yeah. It would be great for wildlife and...
Great for a lot of things. So, yeah, way cool. All the animals have little collars on and they know where to go. And then you can change it on an app on your phone.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
I think I'll expand that out and then close that area, move them over here. You know, it's like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Good old days. Sometimes you don't miss those. You wish you had things like they have now. So, yeah, the old electronic fences. 1885 was the year President Grover Cleveland. Now, if you want to get all the information you want at your fingertips, download our new Sharedon Media app.
Yeah, it's
check
great.
It out. Yes, check it out online. Sharedon Media. Go to your app store. Download Sharedon Media. Download the new Sharedon Media app. It's on your phone. And you can listen to our show every day on demand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So if you miss the day of the show, which we get requests from, what did we talk about? People ask
the nuclear safety. You got comments on that. People, hiding under your desk.
Yes.
Hoping you'll live. Knowing you won't.
I got a text message.
You said you weren't afraid or anything like when you guys, you just thought it would keep you safe. I remember thinking,
what's this going to even do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the unfortunate truth, according to emergency management coordinator, Jesse Ludekaus, I'm calling him out after the show. Jesse said the unfortunate truth about hiding in your desk was it was to ID the body of the child after the nuclear attack. Which makes sense. Yeah. It does, doesn't it?
If anyone's around to do that.
Yes. Sadly, DNA testing was not a thing. And if all was left was, you know, not much, they were hoping that some other child would see the who was in that. Oh, that was James's
whole seating
desk
chart
over there. Yeah.
The whole seating chart.
And I remember this these days before emergency management, there were civil defense agencies. And they planned and prepared for Cold War stuff like fallout shelters and nuclear attacks.
Yeah.
And it was the plans that kids under desks, but it was our plans that had kid under desks, but most plans were for the public's comfort.
Yes.
Right.
And did little to protect them. So, Jesse, thank you. Appreciate you listening, giving us the rundown on that. That makes sense, though.
It does.
About,
well,
you know,
yeah.
Say, oh, that was Julie's desk. But I don't know. How did I survive?
It wouldn't be anywhere near there, though.
Right. Yes. Maybe somewhere else. So, yes, we did touch on that yesterday. Today, Dutch scientist Christian Ekman was born. Vitamins.
Hmm. Sure. Interesting.
Yeah.
What year again?
1858.
Huh.
Yeah. Steve Wozniak, Apple co-founder, is 76 today. And Joe Rogan, podcast host, is 59 today. 1860, the nation's first successful silver mill begins operation near Virginia City, Nevada, on this date.
That seems late.
1860?
Yeah. Seems like we were mining way before then, but...
Maybe not for silver. Well, maybe not. I don't know. Maybe not refined silver like
silver
that, I guess.
1909, the SOS distress signal is first used by an American ship, the Arapaho, off Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. on this date, 1909. 1919, the Green Bay Packers football team is established.
Wow.
Didn't realize
that's
it was
old.
That mm-hmm. is.
Still owned by the people of Green Bay.
Really?
Yes.
It's a publicly owned team.
Wow.
Yeah. Owned by the city of Green Bay.
Oh.
That's pretty neat.
You can
neat.
Buy yeah. shares of, or if you're a resident, you can buy an ownership stake into the Green Bay Packers.
That's pretty neat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's the only team that does that. I think it's the only team that does that.
A great
that.
Way to establish your loyal fan base. I mean, well, I'm part yes. owner.
It also is, if there's anybody that gets the idea that they want to move, they have to go to like a city council meeting and a county commissioner's meeting, and they have to go through the whole shebang.
Mm-hmm. That's really neat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind of makes me a fan.
Way cool there. I had a chance to go see a Packers game there mm-hmm. Once.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then what was even more cool about that time was that our group, we were at a small group of convention people, we got to be at the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame, and John Madden spoke to us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Way cool.
Cool.
And I got a John Madden signed football mm-hmm. out of that, too. 1929, Babe Ruth hits his 500th home run.
Wow.
Okay.
Wouldn't I mean, be in a time.
Touched for a long time.
Yes. 1934, the first federal prisoners arrived. Alcatraz.
I've been to Alcatraz.
Have you?
Yeah. I had him shut me in solitary confinement. And
how'd that work out?
Scared me straight.
That brief minute. Yeah.
Are you going to let me out now? Don't walk off and forget me.
You were there for just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm good.
Yeah.
Today is annual medical checkup day. Should
sure.
do that.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Raspberry tart. Don't think I've ever tried anything like that.
I don't think I have either.
No,
really?
Raspberry tart. Yeah. Have you?
Yeah. I like
really?
Raspberry
you
tarts.
Have?
Yeah, raspberry tarts are good.
Julie and I are like, wait a minute, what is James?
Well, I'm surprised, but I mean, it's a...
I just had it yesterday.
It's not too uncommon. It's just raspberry tart, you know? I think they make it a Java Moon.
Oh. I don't. I haven't had one.
Yeah. All right. Raspberry tart. James gives the
thumbs up
endorsement.
It'd
there.
You'd be hard pressed to find me give a thumbs down to any sort of dessert.
True.
And now I'm going to think of one.
All right. Play in the sand day. There you go.
Okay.
All right. Son and daughter day.
Sure.
Hey.
Yeah.
So if you have kids day.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah,
kids
know,
day.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Why don't they just call it kids day? Your kids day. Son and daughter, tip of the cap to my son Kyle and my daughter Kristen.
Yeah. Tip of the cap to my four.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Will, James, Matt, Grace.
One of them sitting next to
that's
you.
That's me. One of them is me.
Mm-hmm. Happy.
I did ask this question.
Happy Children Day.
I believe we are the only morning show team that has a mom and son.
Really?
In the country.
Huh.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So Julie gets to bring son to work every day.
Bring your son to work. Yeah.
No, they don't drive in the same vehicle.
Like drag.
Drag.
Yeah.
Come on, James. Time to. It's not like school. It's time to go to. Yeah. Time to go to work.
Drag me to work. Yeah.
Modern technology now allows scientists to weigh whales swimming in the ocean by using drones.
Oh yeah, you just.
Cool.
Get their size and mass and
they
figure out their weight.
They make the calculations. Do you believe in miracles?
Yeah.
Sure.
78% of Americans do.
Guess it depends on what the miracle
is.
That's right.
That's a big conversation.
It is. The Old Farmer's Almanac made its annual weather forecast this winter. Super El Nino brewing. The South will be wetter and stormier. And the North will see sudden cold snaps, snow squalls, and brief periods of bitter cold.
Yeah.
Sounds like a regular winter.
Sounds
winter's
like
going to be back.
Yes.
All right. Not like last year.
Yes. Country music icon Violet Hensley, known as the Whitland Fiddler. I remember her.
You do?
Yes.
Was she on Lawrence Welk or something?
Thanks for busting me on Lawrence Welk. I grew up watching Lawrence Welk.
Terrific, terrific.
That's right, man.
My grandparents watched it.
Come on. That's right. Myron Florin on the old accordion. Come on. The Lennon Sisters. Yeah.
See, I can't should call I anybody out, Bob.
Bobby and Sissy.
Yeah. Bobby and Sissy.
Remember Bobby and Sissy? Yeah, they're the dancing, they're a dancing machine, man.
That's funny.
I know, the old Lawrence Welk show. You look back at, you know, you look back and you see some of those and you just can't help but smile and laugh and like, hey, I remember that episode. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, Violet Hensley is a Whitland fiddler for her. She just passed away, 109.
Wow.
Dang.
She was able to play the violin and carve at the same time. How do you do that? Don't you use both hands?
I would have thought so. Although, you can probably do it so you can, like, hook the violin.
Well,
to your neck. Chin.
I got a YouTuber, Whitland Fiddler, Violet Hensley.
I want to see it now.
I do, too. Okay.
But 109.
109.
You think you reach 50 and you go, well, I'm midlife. Not yet.
Yeah. Spam fries are a thing. Did you know this?
Spam fries?
Spam fries. Dipping your french fries in spam.
Ew.
How do you dip your fries in spam?
Yeah, spam's,
a solid.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Ew. Maybe you blend it into a
dip. There's a can of spam opened every 4 seconds?
There's no, but globally, yeah, I was going to say,
I think it's China or Japan. They love spam. Mm. They love spam.
Plus, a lot of places don't have refrigeration.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So you have, you know, people that will buy that.
Hawaii, too. Don't they do a lot of spam stuff?
Oh,
in Hawaii,
yeah. That's like the spam capital of the world. Yeah.
Yeah, they do a lot of spam
there. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Some employers across the U.S. are allowing their employees to take their pets to work with them.
You know, I came for that.
Well, we have.
Well, we all brought our dogs.
Well,
We
should put a big dog park out here.
Well, we've got enough
room. Right. That. Yeah.
Don't put Julie in charge. we would have 25 dogs in this office. I don't know if that would work very well.
Well, recently we're more of a bird sanctuary than we were anything else.
Jill's pigeons.
True. Yes. We had pigeons in here.
Baby pigeons.
I know. Yeah, we don't mind.
No.
It's actually great.
Yeah.
I like the dogs at work.
I do too.
Sure. Me too.
I'll be right back. No.
Yeah.
Hang on. Yeah, really.
There's probably a threshold that
pull up in your truck.
You hit and you're like, okay, this is too much.
People come in and five dogs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. A 24-year-old man from the United Arabs broke a world record for the farthest back heel kick of a basketball successfully landing the shot, 39 feet. Video shows him lifting the ball, tossing it, and delivering a precise kick into the hoop.
Okay.
All right.
I can't visualize.
I've never thought about backheeling a basketball into a hoop before.
Yep. Total solar eclipse coming tomorrow.
Yeah.
The moon's shadow will completely cover the sun over Greenland, Iceland, and northern Spain, as well as viewers in the northern U.S. That means us. We'll see a minor to moderate partial eclipse, morning or early afternoon. Let's see.
Well, we've had a smoke eclipse for days.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does make cool sun.
It does. Sunsets
and sunrises in the morning. Hey, it wasn't until our 10th president, John Tyler, was in office that the president of the United States would have heard the word dinosaur. It officially entered the English language in 1842. And it was because of John Tyler. Alaska is the only state whose name is on one row on a keyboard.
I got to back up to dinosaur. I wonder why they came up with that name.
Great question.
One you can't answer.
Dinos.
Sometimes you make me sound like I know nothing.
No, it's because I know you're not going to have any more research on that piece of paper.
I don't have any more research on this piece of paper right here in front of me.
But I mean, you got to think, how did they come up with dinosaur?
I know.
How does anybody come up with any words? You know?
Right. What famous journey included 5 sandwiches and 2 canteens of water?
Famous journey, 5 sandwiches, 2 canteens of water.
Charles
five sandwiches.
Charles Lindbergh's transatlantic flight. He took five sandwiches and two canteens of water.
I read his book about that flight.
That's it? Did you? It feels like you should have more.
It's a really good book.
Five sandwiches is not a lot.
It's interesting to read.
And he's running a twin engine propeller plane. That feel like that would take more than that.
He couldn't sleep. Like 72 hours in, he was like hallucinating. In his book, he was like, wow, these clouds are amazing. Am I really seeing this?
Or yeah.
Is this hallucination?
See the one that had really good book. Is he the one that had his child kidnapped?
Yeah, he is. And so Lumberg, it was very interesting to read that, knowing what laid ahead of him.
Yeah.
All right. Jeez, I take five sandwiches to work almost daily.
I've never had... that's a lot of sandwiches for one flight across the Atlantic.
James is
or
like,
not enough, sandwiches. Actually.
I think it's not enough.
It's not Wait. Enough. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
How about this? What kind of sandwiches?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. What were they? You're listening to Carol. We share it at 8 o'clock. Fox News on the way. Have an awesome day, everyone. Oh,